This is a recording for the Lena Delgado teleconference with iAdvise, Thursday, July 25th, 2013, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for holding. This is the Hotelist City Express conference call. All lines have been muted to prevent any background noise, and this call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I will now turn the call over to Melanie Carpenter of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first earnings call for Hoteles City Express, one of Mexico's leading and fastest-growing limited-service hotel chains. In its 10th year of operation, the company now has a total of 73 hotels, 72 in Mexico, throughout Mexico, and one in Costa Rica, under the brands City Express, City Suites, and City Junior, each with distinct price points and features that cater to the domestic value-conscious business traveler. The company conducted its IPO in June and now trades on the Mexican Stock Exchange under the ticker HCITY, H-City. This morning, the senior management team of Hoteles City will discuss the company's second quarter and first half 2013 results, which were released yesterday after the market close. Joining us are Hoteles City Express's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Luis Barrios, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Roberto Palacios, and the Head of Investor Relations, Mr. Abelardo Loscos. Their presentation will be followed by a question and answer session for investors and analysts only. If you're a member of the media, we ask that you contact the company directly following the call. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. For a copy of the earnings release and more information available on the company, we also ask that you visit their new website, which is hotelescity.com, in the investor section. And now, without further ado, I'm very pleased to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Barrios for his presentation. So please go ahead, Mr. Barrios.
Thank you, Melanie. Good morning to everyone. It is my pleasure to be with you today for our first earnings call since completing our IPO, in which we raised 2.5 billion pesos in the Mexican international market. And we definitely hope to see you very often every quarter in our following conversations. The trust placed in our company by institutional investors in the local market as well as abroad will enable us to continue our expansion plans, primarily through the opening of new hotels, which will allow us to continue our growth strategy in the medium and long term, and provide us with the flexibility to take the advantage of selective acquisition opportunities of equity participations in our co-owned hotel portfolio and hotels in specific markets such as Mexico, Guadalajara, and Monterrey. In the first half of this year, we achieved our key operating and financial objectives. We placed into operations two of the 13 new hotels planned for this year, the City Express Chetumal Hotel initiated operations in March, and it has 109 rooms, while the City Express Santa Fe Hotel with 159 rooms began operating in June 2013. In addition, we completed two acquisitions, one in Mexico City in May, which added 67 rooms to the chain, and another in Michoacán in June, where we purchased the remaining stake, adding 119 rooms to the company. With respect to the remaining 11 planned openings taking place in the third and mostly on the fourth quarter of this year, they are located in areas of solid growth and favorable prospects in commercial and industrial corridors in Mexico. The 13 new hotels opening planned for this year will represent an increase of close to 1,500 rooms, bringing the total number of hotels to 84 and our total number of rooms to close to 9,600 rooms. This will represent an 18% increase year over year in the number of installed room nights. In the second quarter of 2013, our key operating indicators are in line with our plan and compare well to the same period last year. At the hotel chain level, the average daily rate rose nearly 6% to 720 pesos, and revenue per available room grew 3% to close to 400 pesos. Installed room nights at the hotel chain level grew 14%, and the number of rooms occupied grew 11. This led to a 22% improvement in total consolidated revenues to 269 million pesos. We posted nearly 67% growth in our operating profit, and both EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA grew nearly 30% over the period. Importantly, our EBITDA margins remain strong and are among the highest of all hotel operators in Mexico due to a profitable and low-cost operating model. In addition, Hotel City is strongly committed to sustainability. All of our properties have been built and are operated to comply with LEED and EDGE standards, as we have our sights set on becoming part of the Mexican Stock Exchange Sustainability Index. During the second quarter, our Hotel City Express Puebla Central received a LEED Silver Certificate, the fourth of our hotels to receive such certification from the U.S. Green Building Council. However, all of the properties in the chain operate under the same standards. Our outlook for the second half of the year is positive as we work towards opening the remaining 11 hotels of our business plan. Our flagship brand, City Express, will continue to represent the bulk of our portfolio at 80% with 67 hotels. City Junior will represent roughly 14% and 12 hotels with 12 hotels. And City Suites will make the remaining 6% with 5. Although the Mexican economy in general has experienced a slowdown in the first semester, as reported by the relevant macroeconomic indicators, our business has proven resilient through the offering of attractive and accessible lodging options for the local travelers. Mexico's export and industrial sectors continue with favorable outlook, and our prime locations along these belts represent attractive business prospects for our company, which has among the most recognized brands for comfort, safety, and value. With these remarks, I conclude my presentation, and I will now ask Roberto Palacios to discuss our financial performance further. Roberto, please.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending our call. As you saw in our first earnings release, we have established a proactive and transparent communication strategy and accessible investor relations team. We welcome any comments that will help us join the top-ranking companies in this effort. I will base my comments on the figures in our second quarter earnings release, in which we report our financial figures on a per-business-based segment and also consolidated under IFRS. As of June 30th, 2013, Hotel City operated 73 hotels. That is 14% higher than a year ago. We have 8,360 rooms. That is also 60% above last year, and 747,000 installed room nights for a 14% increase. The double digit growth in new rooms averaged down our chain-wide occupancy rate in 140 basis points to 54.8% in the second quarter of this year compared to the same quarter of last year. Having said this, our hotels with at least 36 months of operation, or what we call established hotels, are operating with average occupancy rates 370 basis points above our chain-wide occupancy, and the ramp-up of our new hotels is within our expectation and consistent with past experience. The RevPAR of established hotels for the quarter ending June 30th was 419 pesos. That is 25 pesos above the average RevPAR of the chain. On a per-business segment basis, that is, hotel operation and hotel management, during the second quarter of this year, we reported a 20% increase in revenue to 314 million. Of this total, 82% or $257 million are revenues from hotel operations, and 18% or $56 million are revenues from our hotel management business. The growth in revenues result not only from the additional new rooms in our system and the improvement in RevPAR, but also from increased activities in our new hotel development. We have a healthy growth indicators in both business segments and expect to continue that throughout the year. Given that we report in accordance with IFRS, during the consolidation process, we eliminate intercompany or inter-segment revenues and costs. The eliminations include, for example, all management, franchise, and royalty fees of hotels that we own or we co-own. That said, on a consolidated basis, revenues increased to $269 million, 22% growth in the second quarter compared to last year. The main driver of this growth is the increase in number of occupied rooms throughout the period, coupled with a 3.1% increase in RevPAR and a solid 13% increase in rooms we operate and manage under our brand for third-party hotel owners. In terms of costs and expenses for hotel operations, these increased 25% to $145 million in the second quarter of this year. This is a consequence of a larger volume of hotel operating activities. The one-time cost and expenses associated with new hotel openings decreased by 12% from $2.5 million to $2.2 million at the end of the second quarter of this year. SG&A increased 8% from nearly $40 million last year, an increase that is significantly below that of our hotel operation segment. As a percentage of total revenue, corporate expenses actually dropped 16% in the second quarter of this year as compared to 18% last year. This illustrates our efforts to increase efficiency and the adequate absorption of fixed expenses as we scale up our operations. As a result, we were able to improve our operating margin by 400 basis points, from 10.8% in the second quarter of last year to 14.7% in the second quarter of this year. Our quarterly operating profit expanded almost 57% in the comparable quarters and reached nearly $40 million during the 3 months ended June 30th, 2013. EBITDA improved 30% to $78.3 million, while adjusted EBITDA improved 28.5% to $80.5 million. We calculate adjusted EBITDA by adding depreciation and one-time expenses associated with the opening of new hotels to operating profit. Adjusted EBITDA is a useful measure to compare our performance with that of other hotel operators that are not geared towards new hotel development. We report a 2.6 increase in total financial expense in the comparable quarters. The increase in finance costs is due to the planned disbursements of our bank lines in connection to our new hotel development. We reported higher interest income due to the larger cash balance that results from the net proceeds of the primary component of our share offering. As a result, HotelCity reported a 109% improvement in net income to $17.5 million in the quarter ended June 30th, 2013. Moving on to our balance sheet, at the close of the second quarter of this year, our cash balance registered 1.9 billion pesos. This balance includes slightly over 1.5 billion pesos that results from the net proceeds of a primary component of our equity offering. On that regard, the mixed offering consisted of a total of approximately 105.5 million shares, of which 71.5 million correspond to the primary component of the offering. During the first 6 months of 2013, our fixed assets increased by $517 million when compared to December of last year. This was mainly due to the continued investment in new hotel development and following the acquisition of the City Express EDC Reform in Mexico City. We also continue with the acquisition of land for new hotel development, particularly focused in the Bajío region, Mexico City, Monterrey, and specific cities in the energy corridor of the country. Our five-year business plan includes hotel operations outside of Mexico and within Latin America. In that regard, during the first 6 months of this year, We acquired land in Medellin, Colombia, and closed two land sites in Chile as part of our joint venture agreement. Having said this, we maintain our strong focus and growth thrust in Mexico and plan to continue heavily concentrating in the Mexican market. On the liability side of the balance sheet, we reported a financial debt of $1.8 billion, 5% of which is short-term and 95% is long-term. All our financial debt is held at the asset level, and we have structured the maturities in long-term tenure. We maintain the discipline of financing our new projects at a 45% loan-to-cost and refinance our established properties at a maximum of 50% loan-to-value. We are current in all our financial commitments and continue having bank facilities available for disbursement as per our growth plan. We do not plan to use the proceeds of the offering to amortize debt. Net debt as of the closing of the second quarter was negative at $82.7 million as a result, again, of the initial public offering. I want to conclude by expressing that our financial position and operating results put the company on track to meet our growth plan. This concludes my remarks. Once again, thank you for your attention. Operator, would you please start the Q&A? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our first question will come from Alan Macias, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. Just two quick questions. If you can share with us at this moment your 2013 guidance, and if you can provide guidance on consolidated revenue and adjusted EBITDA, that would be great. And also, the second question would be on hotel operating costs and expenses. I noticed that it went up 25% in the quarter, and if you can give us your expectation for this item for the next two quarters. Thank you.
Alan, hello. This is Roberto. It's great to have you on the line. With respect to guidance, Alan, we have decided at this point that we will not be providing specific guidance for the end of the year. However, we are moving ahead with our growth plans for the year. We have obviously done tremendous work in making sure that our hotel development will be in place and ready to operate as we have planned. So I can, I can at least at this point comment that we think that the installed room capacity will be there as we have planned. So we still see a consistency in terms of how we plan the year for 2013. And also, quickly to mention that normally we do find that the second semester of the year tends to be stronger. We expect that to be the case, obviously, in this year. And the increase in number of rooms as we approach the fourth quarter will provide additional growth, not only as the natural consequence of the second semester. With respect to the second question, Alan, cost and expenses, we see these cost and expenses that are in line to what we expect when we increase operating activities. At this point, we think that our margins will maintain the level in which we have reported them in this first semester. We do not expect any compression there. We're making sure that we make all our efforts to continue generating additional productivity, but we see consistency across our margins.
Now, Alan, this is Luis. When you grow as fast as we have grown in the past, increasing our capacity around 23% per annum, sometimes we increase in expenses, not the operating ones in the hotels, because they remain constant. Mostly is the operating company increases the overhead before we're engaging into a larger expansion. A minority of the growth in expenses in the corporate office has come from additional infrastructure, marginal infrastructure that we have to add in order to be able to comply with our plan. Second semester, we'll be opening close to 1,500 rooms, and the next year we're planning also for a similar growth, a little bit larger than the ones we're having this year. So this is just a normal course of business when we grow at this pace.
Thank you. That was very useful, and congratulations on your solid report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Once again, as a reminder, to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question will come from Yuzo Nagoma from Mosa Capital.
Hi, I'm Mr. CEO. How are you doing? I'd just like to know what are the risks associated to operating the group at an operational level?
You know what? I'm trying to rephrase the question. It's basically we understand what are the operational risks that we see at the operating level. Is that correct?
Yes, at the operating level, and also risks going forward that will be faced by your business.
Well, let me do it. This is me. And probably Roberto can complement the answer. The way we see the coming 18 months are months in which at least the U.S. economy is coming back. For Mexico, when there the manufacturing index in the U.S. starts to expand, for Mexico is very positive because our exports, which represent 80% of total Mexican exports to the U.S., are a hefty amount, a very good amount of business is scattered around the country. Those are good news, very good news for Cedar Express. As well as the news and the government has announced, the first year after the election, that means this first semester, the expansion of the economy has not been what we were forecasting, and the reason might be that there was a slow growth during the first quarter of the year in the U.S., and the Mexican government just suspended the spending in infrastructure and regular ordinary expense. So we foresee the second semester in Mexico, as they have announced, an initiation of an expansion in terms of investment in infrastructure by the government. It was announced. As well, they have introduced several structural reforms, which is the labor reform and the education reform, and they are preparing the fiscal and the energy reform, structural reform for the country. If that happens, and that has been expected for the second part of the year. So in terms of outlook, we see a positive, those are the positives, and really the major, one of the major factors or risks for the Mexican economy, for us, for Citi, would be to have some, let's say, delays in the opening of certain of our properties, since we are basing the second semester to open close to 11. In that regard, we are very close, quite sure, and We have a high expectation of meeting that that objective. So I don't see any delayed risks, major delaying the construction and the openings. The other might be, which is in general, is the image of the country in terms of security, and that's something that affects the country overall. For the tourism industry, security is a major factor, and the perception of the country is not at its best in this last years. But we have seen a different policy as to coming by, using much more intelligence in attacking or solving this issue, as well as a different approach to the media. So it is a risk there that still, but I think it's highly mitigated by the current administration.
Okay, thanks. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone now. Once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you may press *1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question will come from Alan Macias, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch.
Just one follow-up question. Going forward, and I guess for the next two quarters and the next year, 2014, is it fair to assume that you expect to have an adjusted EBITDA margin expansion? Is that a fair assumption? And what would be the driver for that, if that's the case? Thank you.
Alan, this is Luis again. We perceive the reason why, we have several groups of hotels among the basket, and we have the same store sales, and then we have the new properties to be opened. Definitely the reason that on one side we have a group of hotels that expand their margin as they during the ramp up period. We normally take somewhere between 2 and 4 years to ramp up our new properties. Obviously, when you have a better economy, they ramp up faster. And also, there are certain markets where we opened that, by nature, which are more stronger markets, they also ramp up faster than the average. However, as we keep growing, it is hard to answer the question. In theory, yes, the expansion of margins will continue, and we have a good opportunity within the company in the coming years. Because remember that about 35% of our properties have less than 24 months from opening. So those are in the ramp-up period. But we have 73 properties, and in the next 18 months, we'll be opening close to 25. So that means another 30% of the properties are going to be brand new by the end of next year. I mean, brand new with less than 18 months. So it is hard to answer your question, because on one side we have the stabilized properties, on the other ones we have a lot of brand new properties that theoretically takes 2 to 4 years to ramp up. In a good economy, it takes less. But definitely the good news is that our operating break-even point is so low, it's close to 32%. So jumping or the cash drain that a new hotel brings to the company, the risk of that is very low, and normally we cover that in the first 3 months. So it's really negligible. So the mix is quite difficult. Not quite difficult. You have to do it on group by group basis. And I don't have the numbers in right now with me in from the top of my mind. But what I can tell you is the expansion will keep growing. As we also grow, we have a better economies of scale, and the corporate overhead is absorbed by a larger number of rooms being sold. So what we could say to try to answer your question is, The trend is towards an expansion, but what refrains that expansion to go faster is the opening of new hotels because of growth. And so those are the, let's say, the growth pains of a company that grows at the pace that we're growing, at least in the coming years. And we've done it in the past. For the last 4 years, our expansion in the base and the installed capacity has been above 20%, and the growth of our EBITDA has been above 25 to 30% growth in the EBITDA. Margins are very good, as Roberto mentioned, and are in the upper end of the whole market. So those, to me, are very good news, because even with the growth that we have of a large proportion of our hotels, margins are there, good margins are there. So if we were to stabilize the company, definitely the margins would be above what we're showing today.
Thank you. And just one more question on your international expansion. How should we be thinking about that, and how do you look at it? Is that risk for pressure on margins, or do you expect to have a little more benefit from your international hotels?
Yes.
Or in line with your Mexican operations?
We look at the, especially Colombia. We look at margins similar to our hotels located in Mexico City, which bear rates above the $85 to $90 ADR, to be margins to be above of the average that we're showing today. How much more? About 4 to 5 percentage points, 500 basis points. So we foresee larger profit margins in the expansion, especially in Colombia, based on the fact that they have a higher ADR, and very similar to what the Mexico City properties do, and Guadalajara.
To add, Alan, to that comment, we've been opened Costa Rica late last year. That's progressing well, and we will open our first hotel in Colombia the first quarter of next year. And growth in the international portion is again, a very small portion compared to the growth that we have in Mexico. So in terms of how you think about it is a moderate growth in the region. Obviously, it opens a very strategic alternative for the company in the future. But it won't, again, be the thrust of our growth and the concentration of our business in the next few years.
Yes, we're opening Cali next year, and hopefully we are planning to open two more properties towards the end or the initial months of 2015. So the impact of the growth in Colombia would not be felt until, I would say, 2015.
Great, gentlemen. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phones now. Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions, so I'd like to turn this conference back over to Mr. Luis Barrios.
Thank you. Well, on behalf of all the team here in City Express, we want to thank you for your participation today and the interest in our company. We look forward to getting to know each other and hope to meet you in person in the near future. Please don't hesitate to contact me or all the team, Roberto Velardo, and thank you again for your presence today.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, this conference is now concluded. You may disconnect your phone lines and have a great rest of the week. Thank you.